with Will King today, running for Madison City Council District 13. And can you tell us, Will, why you're running for this seat?
Well, I'm running for City Council because I want to change the way that the City Council currently does business. There's too much talking, too many meetings, and too many committees, and it really doesn't seem like they are getting the work done that they need to get done. They spend too much time going off on topics that are outside their jurisdiction, and I really want to run to redirect their efforts on the needs of Madison, to really put Madison first.
Excellent. Well, how about your background? What could you tell the voters in your district? Where do you come from and what do you bring to this office?
All right. I was born and raised in Green Bay. I came to Madison in 89 to go to school at the university. Mm-hmm. And I graduated with a degree in anthropology.
Oh, cool.
It was a good degree, a lot of fun, but not very employable. I got a job with the State Senate as a page and learned some very interesting things about government. Went on to work for what was then the Department of Employment Relations, and I got a crash course in the civil service system, employment relations, collective bargaining, etc. Really enjoyed the public service aspect of it, but I missed working with people. Mm-hmm. So I wound up getting a great job with the State Department of Tourism, mm-hmm. Provide customer service to the industry, as well as a lot of computer-related backup services.
Great. So why should I, as a citizen and somebody in your district, vote for you? What's the case for your candidacy?
You should vote for me because I will be the independent voice who stands up and says no when the council goes off topic. Mm-hmm. I have the ability to tell between our needs and our wants, and I understand that we have to provide for our needs first, look at the budget, and if we can, then go after our wants. I'm running because I want to be that independent voice.
Right. Well, Will, what do you hope to accomplish if you're elected?
That's a very good question. I am not a big plan person. I have no great goals that I want to put on the city. I want, within the next 2 years, I want to see the city council change the way it does business. I want them to be more responsive to the individual citizens, to our business community. Basically, we need to look internally first. Yeah, that's really about all I have. I'm not a big plan person.
Okay, next, let's see. How about advice for others running for public office? You know, given your experience, what would you tell them?
All I can say is do it. If you want to run for an office, run for office. It's the best experience you can ever have. Everybody should be active in their government, and that means voting, that means running for public office. Just do it. I have learned so much in the past few weeks that I never knew just being a private citizen.
That's great. And finally, what advice might you have for students, you know, people that are at the university now or in high school now, as they start thinking about their careers? I mean, given your experiences and now your political career, what advice do you have?
Well, first of all, no political career for me. That's not my intent with this at all. But as far as a career option, I think the most important thing you can do is try everything. It's really important that you work at a number of different types of jobs to discover what it is you do and don't like doing. That's almost the most important thing. I learned early on that I did not want to be emptying out garbage bins. I learned that I liked working with people. My favorite job was working at a convenience store. And I learned everything from setting schedules for other employees to balancing the books and placing orders. And I love dealing with people. And that's really what set me off on my career path. I mean, today, half my job is dealing with the public. So try everything, no matter what, even if you don't think you're going to like the job.
That's great. Well, thanks very much, and good luck, Will.
Thank you. Thanks for doing this.
You bet.